perspective, what do you see different between your team last night and tonight?
I think a real focus on shooting pucks. I think we got away from it at times last night, and sometimes when we're not, generating the offense that we want, I think we can kind of pass it around and pass up on some shot opportunities. But tonight, I think definitely saw like Hedy take a lot of shots from the top on the power play, and guys just shooting things, and that creates openings. I think we talked about it in the last couple of games. Just even if it's not the best opportunity there, as long as you shoot it, and you can get it back and create more opportunities from there. And I think we did a good job of that tonight.
In the second period, I don't think I had a shot for the first 11 minutes. I don't think I had a shot attempt for the first 10 minutes. Just how do you kind of make sure that you're in the game and not getting out of focus?
Yeah, I think it's the little things that you say to yourself, your swing thoughts, and just try to stay loose in between whistles when you can. And sometimes in games like that, it's still intense, and you don't really feel like you've been out, even though they haven't been shooting. So, I definitely didn't feel bored back there. So, I was just trying to stay focused and have fun.
Brian, how important was it to win tonight? Come back 24 hours after last night, to win tonight before going on a 6-game road trip.
Yeah, I think it's big. For us, I think it's big for the fans. We I don't think we, to a man, put out the effort that we wanted to last night, and winning one at home before you go on the road for a while is a good feeling, leaving for the road trip. So sometimes that's all you need to get on another little run. It's just that good feeling when you come off the ice and getting ready for another big one in Chicago coming up.
Brian, what happened on Fabry's goal there? Was it just something where there was just a lot of action and it just kind of like came out behind you there, or what were you saying?
No, I had it, and then it kind of just trickled down between my legs, and I could feel it kind of moving towards the back, so I tried to stop it with my hand and just ping-ponged out of there.
Were you a little surprised that there wasn't a whistle there, given the time?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. There wasn't, so we just got to keep playing.
What have you learned about this group with their bounce back ability? Like, they still haven't lost back to back games in regulation all year. 6-0-1 in the second half of back to back games. Just that mentality of not losing consecutively.
Yeah, I think it shows the maturity of the group, the confidence, and guys knowing that whatever happens in the last game, it doesn't necessarily carry over to the next one. And I think guys are really good at compartmentalizing things and leaving things in the past after you learn from them. And coming to this group, it shines through. And it's fun to be part of that because every game's fresh, and nobody's too down on themselves in there, so it's good.
John Cooper said last week that he's looking to get you a start for a week for game. It's been such a stuttered situation for you this season. Looking forward to kind of finding that sort of rhythm, where you're going to get maybe a start a week, if not more.
Yeah, they've done a good job of kind of telling me in advance when they're thinking I'm going in, and it lets me prepare, in advance, and it's good. I get to look ahead, and get excited about it, and kind of control my practices so that I'm feeling good when I get that opportunity. So. It's been good, and it's awesome playing in front of this group. I mean, you see a guy like Sergei at the end there making a huge block on a 2-on-1, and basically save the game. So, it's fun playing in front of guys that sacrifice, and I think we saw a lot of sacrifice last night too. We just didn't see it on the offensive side of things. Good.